Well, John records seven I am sayings in his gospel where Jesus said seven different things about I am. You're about to hear one of those. And I thought as we started this new year together, made covenant together with Christ, that it was the perfect way to start our new year. So, Gwen.
Today's scripture reading is from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me, and I in them, bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, so we're going to start our sermon with fun with cell phones. Honey, I left mine there. Would you grab it for me, please? Thank you. The duties of the preacher's husband. So, we're going to do a little text poll, and the question is, what is your New Year's resolution? And so if you have a phone, go into your messaging, and where it says recipient, you need to type the numbers 22333, so 22333 in the recipient, and then down in the enter message, you need to type in the number 87789, and then you can type your answer. So the phone number part is 22333, then type in 87789 in the text. Oh, and then you'll see the results. So then type in and let's see what we get. For New Year's resolutions. Okay, pray a whole bunch has come in. We've had previously eat more pizza and exercise. Patience, argue less. That's good. Be more patient, be healthy. Yep. Less worrying. Oh, that's a good one. That would help us all. Exercise, run more. Walk more. I'm with the walker. Live a simpler life. Oh, these are good. Exercise, family time, support one another, new perspectives, to be more conscious of helping others. These are awesome resolutions. Pay attention during the sermon, right? And to life too, I bet. Those are fabulous. I love all of those. There may be a couple more that come in. Oh, pray, exercise, help more people. Nice. Y'all are good at this. Of all the services, y'all are the most tech savvy. I've got to give you props for that. Simplify my life. Nice. There was one that I sent during the last service that I didn't send this service. Work together, which was be a kudzu Christian. Be a kudzu Christian. And if I were preaching this sermon down in my native South, you would know what I meant and we'd be done. But let me catch you up. Because where I come from in Georgia is the land in which the poet James Dickey said, in Georgia, the legend says that you must close your windows at night to keep it out of the house. Let me bring you up to speed. This is kudzu. It first came to our country from Japan in 1876 at the Centennial Exposition. Japan had a display of native plants, and some Americans walked through and thought that the kudzu was particularly pretty, and so they decided they wanted some. During the Great Depression of the 1930s, though, is when kudzu really came into its own. As you recall, the Dust Bowl and erosion was a huge problem during the Depression, and they realized that kudzu as a crop was wonderful at erosion control, so that the Civilian Conservation Corps gave hundreds of young men the task of planting kudzu throughout the nation. The government distributed 85 million kudzu seedlings for erosion control and cattle forage. Farmers were paid as much as $8 an acre as an incentive to plant fields of kudzu in the 1940s. Easy money, if you know what kudzu is. Channing Cope of Covington, Georgia, was the most vocal advocate of kudzu. He would sit on his front porch every morning and have a radio show on WSB AM, which us Atlantans have heard, listened to many a time. But his show in the 40s, he would talk about it as the miracle vine. He created kudzu clubs and traveled across the Southeast to get people to grow this. What people didn't realize in those early days of kudzu was how much it thrived in southern climates. It was an imported vine, and none of the predators had been imported. In the summer, kudzu can grow a foot a day. And over the course of an average year in the South, it can grow 60 feet in a year, which means that if I planted kudzu up here today, next New Year's Day when we gathered to worship, all of the vines would be covering all of the chairs in this room. Which means that this stuff is terribly invasive in the South. Here's some more pictures. This is kudzu. Here's kudzu overtaking a house. My sister reminded me that the last time we went to visit our grandparents in Birmingham, the kudzu was coming over the back and was taking over the garage. And so she and her husband spent the day pulling kudzu. It overtakes cars real easily. I don't know. They may have parked that truck there the night before. You just never know. I particularly like the people who have, in the manner of if you can't fight them, join them, invented things to do with the stuff. So in Japan, actually, kudzu root is seen as a cure. Kudzu root starch is used as a cooking something. The basket at the top right was made out of kudzu. And then they even have recipes of things that you can make with kudzu. My favorite, though, is the person who discovered that goats, Angora goats, actually do eat the stuff, and they can control it. So not only do you get rid of your kudzu, you get a nice sweater in the process. Now, people tried to get rid of it. In fact, they've tested many herbicides against it. They've discovered one herbicide actually makes it grow faster. So what is kudzu's secret to success? Well, for one thing, these plants are designed to thrive in tough circumstances. They are able to fix nitrogen from the air through their leaves, so even if they're in bad soil, they get what they need from the air, and they actually nourish the soil and then make it good soil for them to keep overtaking the world in. They also, their leaves are paraheliotropic, which means that they follow the sun really well, the leaves. But the main secret to kudzu is the roots. The roots can go as deep as 12 feet. Look at this Christmas tree over here. That could be a kudzu root. In fact, one root can weigh 300 pounds. They have serious roots. And so when the weather is bad, when there's drought, kudzu roots can go down as deep as they need to find water. So kudzu is the vine that is overtaking the South, and if you've been there much at all, you'll see it lots of places. So when I say to be a kudzu Christian, this is what I'm talking about. And when Jesus says, "I am the vine and you are the branches," then isn't he saying to be kudzu Christians? The type that just keeps on growing and growing and growing, no matter how tough the circumstances, because our roots are so very deep. And he goes on to say, those who abide in me, and you hear that, abide, those who have the deep roots, and I in them, they bear much fruit, many leaves, because apart from me, you can do nothing. So as we stand at the brink of a new year, I want to encourage you to be a kudzu Christian this year, to let your roots grow deep and strong and be unstoppable in your spread as you go forth with Christ. And if that happens, then my Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. That's what happens when you live with those deep roots branching out. All of the different resolutions that we shared, those were good resolutions. And the most important thing is, do they help you bear fruit and become disciples of Christ? And the things that we shared did. Exercising, absolutely, because the healthier you are, the more you're able to live for Christ and the more you're respecting the body, the temple that God has given you. The family relationships, I love that, because you're nurturing those relationships that Christ has given you. You're bearing fruit within your family. The pay attention, which probably wasn't only during the sermon, but to life. You're paying attention to those opportunities that God puts in your path to connect with people, to communicate, to share, to bear fruit. When you're thinking about resolutions, if they are helping you bear fruit, become disciples, glorify God, then your resolutions are on the right track. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. And in those words, abide in my love, I hear it all. Get your roots deep. Go deep to Christ. Abide in Christ so that you may then be strong as you go out the rest of you.